Agrippa replied to Paul, "In short time you will persuade me to become a Christian." And Paul said, "I would to God that whether in short time or long time, that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become such as I am, except for these chains." And the king arose, and the governor, and Bernice, and those who were sitting with them, and they had drawn aside, they began talking to one another, saying, "This man is not doing anything worthy of death or imprisonment." And Agrippa said to Festus, "This man might have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." Sometimes in scriptures, it's not the deeply profound things that enamor me. Sometimes it's the small details that God saw fit to share with us. The verbiage used in verse 26, for some reason, has always excited me when Paul says, "For the king knows about these matters, and I speak to him with confidence, since I am persuaded that none of these things have escaped his notice, for these have not been done in a corner." Paul declares with confidence that all the things he had shared with them about Jesus and what he should not, that these things should not have escaped them because they would have noticed them, because they were not done somewhere in secret or somewhere behind closed doors, that these things were done very public. We know from the evidence in scriptures that Jesus had a very public ministry. Even when on the few occasions he performed miracles and asked someone not to tell, what did they do? They shared anyway. Although we only have a fraction of the deeds that Jesus performed documented, and John 21:25 tells us that the world could not contain the books if everything he did was wrote down. The Savior came into this world by humble means. The newborn babe was seen by many who came to worship him. Even though he may not have been ready, his first miracle was performed at a public ceremony, not in private. He taught and ministered in public. He called his disciples in public. He performed countless miracles and healings where? In public. He cast out demons in public. He called the dead to life while the public was in view. He was arrested and beaten and mocked in public. Later to die a very public death, he was placed in a tomb not hidden away in secret, but a place very public and was guarded. He arose from the tomb in public. Hundreds of eyewitnesses seen the resurrected Savior in public. They watched him ascend in public. This was why the greatest empire in its day was literally and spiritually shaken to its core. This is why the once timid and terrified fishermen of Galilee became bold, unstoppable messengers of the gospel that were willing to die for it. Where are the false gods of the Roman Empire today? Where are the false idols and gods of all the dead civilizations that created them? They could not speak. They could not save. Where is Muhammad? Where is Buddha? Dead and buried, but Jesus Christ lives and his tomb is empty. His gospel message lives on. His words endure the test of time. He is time. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. That's why 2,000 years later, we are here today, gathered together before his table, proclaiming his death, burial, and resurrection. Scriptures tell us that praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he had given us new birth into what? A living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And we don't know the day or the hour that our Savior will return, but we do know for certain that when that sky cracks open and the trumpets sound, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and it doesn't get any more public than that. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for who you are and your great love, that you sent your only Son to this earth to live among us, to live a perfect life, Lord, to not have a ministry that was done in secret somewhere, that all these things should be hidden and were just whispers and rumors, Lord, but your Son performed all these things for people to see, that there were countless eyewitnesses, Lord, to all the events that transpired, that so many saw him beaten and crucified and laid in that tomb. And countless eyewitnesses saw him raised from the dead and saw him walking alive again, that we too might live again, that we can share in these emblems today, Lord, that represent his body and his blood. And as we partake of these, Lord, just help us to do so in a worthy manner as we proclaim his death, burial, and resurrection until he comes again. In Jesus' name, amen.